Well, now it's time to look at some of your writing to us.
And there has been a lot of it.
There has. And let's start with a conversation, Jeremy, you had with Republican Congressman Mo Brooks about immigration reform. He suggested that there should be a test of economic productivity for new immigrants trying to get American citizenship.
Of the hundreds of millions of foreigners who want to immigrate to the United States of America, which ones are going to be producers? And by that, I mean which ones are going to produce more in tax revenue than they're going to consume in tax revenue.
Well, listener Roy Fuchs went to hearingnow.org, Magna, and he wrote, I recommend that Congressman Brooks take a look in the mirror before exposing his willful ignorance to the public. His state, Alabama, receives $1.66 in federal allotments for every dollar it sends to Washington. In contrast, he writes, my state, Connecticut, receives just 69 cents.
And while we're reading notes from listeners who are angry at politicians, here's one from David Ward about my interview with Illinois Governor Pat Quinn, who's suspending state lawmaker pay until the state's pension crisis is dealt with. David writes, we pay the highest taxes in the nation, yet we're the biggest deadbeat state in the country. The only possible reason for that is overwhelming systemic corruption. He says it's time to clean house.
Well, finally, yesterday we heard some music from Australia and New Zealand that Travis Holcomb from KCRW in Southern California brought to us. Here is one of the songs he played. It's called Bloom by Gypsy and the Cat.
Should I keep myself to bloom?
Well, I liked it, but not everyone did. George from Portland, Oregon writes, I gotta say, I am not impressed with these new bands and these new sounds coming out of Australia. The music is at best generic. Nothing about it is inspiring or moving. George goes on to say, it's bland and boring.
Tell us what you really think, George. Well, Jared did like it. He wrote, love to hear you guys talking about Australian music. I listen to Triple J. That's the Australian radio station that Travis mentioned yesterday. Every day, he says, great way to keep a pulse on new music that hasn't blown up here yet. There's a lot of amazing music coming out of there. Well, I agree, Jared. I really did like the music that Travis brought us yesterday. And here is a little of it to go out on. This is The Throw from Jaguarma.
This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Robin Young will be back on Monday.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. I'll be here on Monday, too.
Funding for Here and Now comes from Chipotle Mexican Grill, committed to the respect of animals, farmers, and the environment. Local sourcing and menu information at chipotle.com.